Good morning. My name is Joel Ben Pethuel, but you can call me Joel. Now, you won't have heard me before on the radio because I live 2,500 years ago. I have my own book and it's called Joel, and you can find it in the Old Testament part of the Bible. But for these five Tuesdays in June, I'm your guest on HCR FM to share with you some of the message God gave me for a time of crisis. So we'll call it A Scroll from Joel. Now, I know that you guys in Huntingdon in 2020 are going through a hard time. You haven't been able to see your families much. You haven't been able to live a normal life. You've been locked up within your own homes. A lot of people have been ill, and some have even been dying. And I know that some things are returning to normality, but there's still a lot of fear and worry about. People are calling it an unprecedented crisis. That's why I think you might be interested to hear my story. Do you know, we also had an unprecedented crisis 2,500 years ago when a massive locust plague wiped out all our crops. What God said back then might be something you'd be interested to hear right now. So here's a few words from my book. A Scroll from Joel. Has such a thing happened in your days or in the days of your ancestors? Tell it to your children, and let your children tell it to their children, and their children to the next generation. What the locust swarm has left, the great locusts have eaten, and what the great locusts have left, the young locusts have eaten. What the young locusts have left, other locusts have eaten. The first thing you need to do in a crisis is to look around. Look around. That was the first part of my message all those years ago. And it's the first message for you today. Take stock, look at the damage, look around. Back in our day, we had locusts, swarms of hungry little critters with teeth like razors and appetites like starving teenagers. They would march through the land and eat everything. There was no fruit left, no veg, no crops. They even ate the bark on the trees. There wasn't even any food in the temple for the sacrifices. And we entered into a famine unlike anything we'd ever known before. And so as you face your own crisis in 2020, I'd encourage you to do what God told us to do, to look around, to look at the damage. It's not easy to do. If you can bear it, look at the death toll on the BBC website. It's coming down for the UK, for which you can be thankful, but globally, it's 376,000 and climbing. Look around. Look at the businesses that are closing. Look at the damage to the economy. Look around. Look at the schools. Look at the hospitals. Write what you're seeing for posterity and tell it to your children and your grandchildren. Look around. It's not just a medical disaster. It's a spiritual disaster. It's because people have turned their back on God that diseases and sadness and death have come into the world. That doesn't mean that it's anyone's particular fault if they're suffering, but we all need to step back and look at how we're living. God has something to say to us about times of crisis. I wonder if we'll listen. But for now, the first lesson. Look around. Look at the damage. Look at the carnage. Look around. My name's Joel, and this has been the first edition of A Scroll from Joel. Tune in again next Tuesday morning at 8:30 for the next instalment. Thank you for listening.